1892 brings us, as we travel on, to Clonmel. We would be doing this if we were on an actual tour in Old St Mary's, like Feathered, and in the same area of South Tipperary, another wonderful example of an ancient, majestic town church with medieval roots, which if you haven't been to see, you really should. And as well as Old St Mary's, Clonmel is probably famous for apples. There is a lot of commercial apple growing in the area, some for more designer purposes, some associated with the big cider industry of Bulmers. And so as we pray for those who work in Clonmel, we think also of those who all over the diocese are involved in fruit production, and how sometimes we seem to import so much fruit and have lost our taste for the native apples in their rich variety. Turning to historic events arising in that historic context, 1892 was a year which, in a way, was a hinge point in Irish history, when the whole political movement associated with Parnell, which seemed so near success, began to dissipate. And you hear new voices emerging, not least in the Church of Ireland, which signal the way Ireland turns out to be more likely to go. Parnell is gone. Gladstone, full of years, is back in power, intent, although full of years and rather politically tired, on another Home Rule Bill that is doomed to fail in the House of Lords the following year. Perhaps you see the beginning of the movement of the ground away from parliamentary nationalism, first to a greater assertion of cultural separatism, and in due course to even more assertive political radicalism. But thinking of the move towards greater culturalism, cultural separatism, it's in 1892 that we hear of a new Church of Ireland voice on the stage. Douglas Hyde, Douglas the Heather, on Craven Even, the son of a Roscommon rector, to be associated the following year with the founding of the Gaelic League, and ultimately the first president of Ireland when Bunnocks Sneherin came in 1937. Hyde's love of the language and its stories derives from his father's parish, talking to the people, the neighbours in County Roscommon, indeed thriving on a really now entirely lost Roscommon dialect of Irish. But Hyde personally epitomises much of the cultural, even political journey Ireland is now to take. And in 1892, his presidential address to the National Literary Society, quote, on the necessity for de-Anglicising the Irish nation. It contains young passion and is even extreme. It's all about the Irish language and veritable hostility to non-Irish culture, which had so textured the mores of the education system. It's extreme, but he is shooting the breeze very prophetically in terms of establishing a new cultural trajectory. And it's interesting that it's the son of a country rector does it. And we'll hear a lot more of him.